Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
We've got some great advertisers in our show this week, and by supporting them, you are helping us continue to bring you awesome content for free. So please check them out. A huge thank you to the sponsors for this week, and they are Mercari. You can find Mercari on the app stores or on Mercari.com. Jenny Craig, get $100 of free food plus a free DNA kit when you go to JennyCraig.com/Kim. And Pepsi. That's what I like.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. I swear I'm going to find a new introduction. Is that funny?
No.
I'm not sure what to say, though, but I'll have to think about it. Okay, you guys, lots to talk about. This coronavirus is going to be a big part of it. Doctors 11 tips to boost your immune system and stay healthy during this time, which I think... a lot of people are actually asking that question because there's so many conflicting reports out there. And how to cope at home with kids during this coronavirus outbreak, other than wine.
Got some emails.
We have some emails we're going to read about, and we're just going to jump right in because we have spent a lot of time getting organized. Well, not a lot of time, because we've been PE teachers and teachers for kindergarten, two kindergartners, a second grader and a third grader, which requires and has required up to 5 hours a day, every day. Literally, now the kids are doing Zoom calls with their class, which I think is great. I think this is all great. I'm very, very thankful for all this technology and for the kids to be able to be on the Zoom calls with their teachers. But I'm going to be honest with you guys, it's a lot on us parents, because each one of these kids, like even the kindergarten, even Kane and Kaya, have a lot of work to do, math and writing. And I mean, reading is fine. We do that anyway, but like we definitely became the teacher. And then we're trying to keep them active as well. And it's pouring rain here in Atlanta every single day. I think we've had 7 days of sunshine in 71 days or something like that. It's been not good. So it's, you know, we're all kept kind of inside. And I mean, we're going a little cray cray. Right. We really are. I think,
the challenge is not only their workload is not heavy. It's not really light. It's like a medium workload. But the problem is they all have medium workloads. They all need the computer. They all need to log on to Zoom. They have different time slots for the Zooms. They all have review sessions and videos that they have to watch on the computer.
Right.
We use our computers for work.
Let me ask you guys this. Do your kids have a computer in their room? Because ours don't.
Nope.
I have one in my office. Corey has one in his office, and we have a laptop. And we've noticed that a lot of KJ's and Cash's, I didn't pay too much
peers.
Attention to the twins, though. Classmates.
No, the twins would not. The
classmates have computers in their rooms, which we're really finding are probably a necessity if this is how this is going to continue for a period of time. But I think they should have computers in their room anyway to do. I mean, we can put restrictions on it, like I said to Corey this morning. But they could do learning games. And another big thing in our house that my kids don't do is play video games. And I grew up playing video games with my brother, Super Mario Brothers, Grand Prix Racing. We definitely had a limit on it.
Well, and again, so you're talking about console video games where you actually had to plug in, put a game card or a game little thing into a machine, and it worked on your TV. We now have tablets, so the kids do play some sort of games on the tablets. They have hand-eye coordination games.
That's
they
true.
Play the educational games. So it's not that they're not playing games
I think
or
the
digital
kids
games.
Need, like, instead of constant educational games, 5 hours of doing homework in school right now, I think it would be nice for the kids, because it is raining outside, to be able to play Super Mario Brothers or whatever. Corey doesn't let
I just found out, sorry, that I totally thought that Super Mario's was on Xbox. And,
no, it's Nintendo.
Right, but so Nintendo, the only console they make now is a Wii. So you
we have like nine of them downstairs.
Well, we have Gen 1. We have never once upgraded the Wii, because the kids, they want PlayStation. They want to play Call of Duty and Grand Theft
What's
Auto.
PlayStation?
That was Ariana.
Mario isn't on that.
PlayStation is Sony. Xbox is Microsoft.
Oh my God, forget it.
Nintendo
Just figure
is
out how
Wii.
To get Super Mario Brothers on the TV, because quite frankly, I need to play.
But so you have to have different consoles, I guess, for different things. I guess Xbox and
well, Corey doesn't let them play Fortnite, which because it's a killing game and a shooting game and all that, so I get it. But a lot of KJ's friends play it. Remember, I told you that
which
he was getting
kind of crazy to me.
He was getting bullied in school because however you want to word it,
right.
Because he couldn't play Fortnite,
right.
And so my little heart was like, just let him play one time. Corey's like, absolutely not. So, but I guess they've changed some things to it. So we may let, KJ play here in the future. But KJ's a very, very, very mature 8-year-old, almost 9-year-old. Cash is a typical 7-year-old. He's goofy. He's funny. He doesn't pay much attention to his work for more than maybe 10 minutes. And then he's like staring at the sky and drawing, trucks and God knows what else on his paper. And so it's kind of funny to see how this all works. And I have the utmost respect, which I've always had, for teachers. And I always knew that I could never, ever be one. And I never, ever actually wanted to be one. So I'm very thankful for all the teachers in the world. And I think and hope that all parents really do realize like what they put in to our kids every single day.
Yeah. Well, and back to the video game thing, I think what's different now that wasn't or didn't really exist when we were young and had the games was when we were playing them, it would, like you said, it was Mario Kart, Donkey Kong, things like that, where we knew it was an actual game. Right now they have like first person or like you're putting yourself inside the game. So I don't think kids have the mental capacity to separate sometimes that game world from reality, right? Where they, in that game world, when they're playing, they're walking around with a gun in first person on this TV screen and they're shooting things, right? So
I don't think that's going to make them grow up to get a gun and start shooting random ass people.
No. But I do think that that's a totally different element than what we had growing up. We never had first person or first player, whereas it's you on the screen playing as a person, right?
Right.
Like,
usually you had like
had
a,
that.
Yeah,
we
right,
just,
right,
we
right.
just got, we saw a little cart run across the screen,
right.
Like we saw a little man jumping around.
Yeah.
That wasn't us. We knew it wasn't us.
I don't know how
the
gun games work. And Corey asked me to play with him last weekend, this stupid ass game. He was up there playing for hours. And I was like, I don't want to play. He's like, you don't want to play a shooting game? I'm like, no, I don't. He's like, why not? I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, I've never had a desire to do that. My only game that I loved, or the only two, was Grand Prix and Super Mario Brothers. So, anyways, I'm interested to know if your kids have computers in their rooms or if they have and play video games throughout the day. If so, for how long? You can call 323-213-8100 or email kim@kimzolciak and let me know, because I need to know. And also, feel free to let me know what you're doing with your kids. We're on a pretty good schedule here, but it's a lot. Ariana's been super helpful with it. But I'm telling you, like, being a teacher, trying to make sure they get exercise, cooking all their meals, because we don't have Tracy here, which is just something we decided to do this week because of the interaction she's had with people taking care of her son, Cannon. And then trying to run our companies and do all of our other business stuff. So it's a bit overwhelming, I must say. So, yeah, we don't have Tracy, like I said. But anyway, also, which I thought was a really good idea. So Kaya loves to take my phone and make videos of herself, right? She does an incredible job and an incredible job at mimicking me and Croy, Brielle. She's amazing at doing these impersonations. And if she had her top on in this one making fun of me, I guess I could put something over it. This is from FabFitFun, and it is amazing. And she goes on and on. It's so hilarious. So she really wants to do this YouTube channel, and she has for a long time. Tracy's like, you have to do it. She's amazing. I could watch her for hours. When Cora and I were out of town this past July, we found video footage on the iPad of her recording all these videos. just by herself. So when she was supposed to be napping. So anyways, we decided to start Corona Chronicles. KJ Bierman is your host alongside Cash, who's a sportscaster, and then Kaya, who does the weather. And we had every intention of doing it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but we haven't had a chance with all the schoolwork and everything going on. But we're going to get back into it. KJ really loves it. If you guys want to check it out on my Instagram, KJ's amazing at it. He's been in all of these kids have been in front of the camera since they were born on camera. So they've always kind of been around it. What's interesting, though, is KJ hated the camera. When he was a baby, he would scream and cry. We'd have to get everybody kind of out of the room. And then one day he just didn't even really notice it anymore. So it was kind of funny. So anyways, Corona Chronicles will be coming back. And it's just in good fun, you guys, and updates and you know, they're kids. They're just kind of having fun. We're also going to do it in Spanish as well because they speak so well in Spanish. And I actually have no idea what they're saying. So this ought to be real interesting. Okay, you guys. So I think this is a great time for you to take kind of inventory on a few things. I don't know if you guys are familiar with feng shui. We've talked about it in the past on our previous podcast about how feng shui can really increase money, income in your home, how it can increase energy flow. It just feng shui is a really important part of just your life. And we've actually spent a lot of time cleaning out our foyer because it gets full of boxes from all the deliveries. And you can already feel the energy kind of move, like blocking any hallways or doorways really impacts the flow of your home. Like having stairs, which we have two sets of stairs, you know, the energy can go right up the stairs basically if you don't have a pot or a flower arrangement at the bottom, so forth and so on. Pepsi Cola has always been a product that invokes enjoyment. And in spite of the judgment that can now accompany its consumption, it is and has always been a refreshingly delicious indulgence. We believe the most enjoyable life is one that's free from constraints. Create moments of unapologetic enjoyment. Like no one's watching and nothing is holding you back. You are free. Free to do what you love, not what you should. Celebrate out loud when your team scores a touchdown, even if the whole stadium hears you. Watch that fifth straight episode of Netflix, even if you should be getting dressed to, quote unquote, start your day. Dance with abandon at your neighborhood party, even if you're the only one. Belt out your favorite song with the car windows down, especially when stuck in traffic. Be you, don't hold back, as being true to yourself will enable you to live your best life possible. Be free from judgment and full of joy. Live every day confidently, fearlessly, full on. Pepsi, that's what I like. So we're getting organized. We're getting rid of clutter. We've had a whole garage full of stuff that we're going to get rid of. We moved it into a couple of storage units a couple months ago, and we have so much more to add. But we're just getting rid of things that we don't use and don't love, just getting rid of unused items, getting rid of clutter, getting organized. You can Google feng shui and ways to feng shui. You can also use your phone as a compass to find out different locations of your home and which room actually, you know, is your money, is your family, is what was the other couple of the other ones that we had?
Health, wealth, family.
Right.
Kind of the heart of your home. There's different areas. Kind of where the energy
I wonder
ends up
if
settling.
The feng shui lady that we had come to the house, if she would do like consults on the phone. Let's reach out to her and see if we can get her on the podcast.
She might.
Because that'd be really cool for people to
do
now.
But I think she has to actually kind of do energy reading in the home. She has to kind of show up and, you know, yeah. So because essentially what you want to do is feel the energy in the home and feel where things are kind of being blocked or where things are cluttered. And ultimately what it is you know, when we kind of get hunkered down throughout the fall and winter months and beginning of spring where things kind of collect dust and we collect items and, you know, we're in our homes a lot more because the weather's cold, it's bad, it's rainy and all those things. And then when we do our spring cleaning, essentially what you are doing is somewhat of kind of a feng shui cleaning.
Right.
If you're removing boxes and speaking kind of intentions in the spaces and saying, you know, I'm clearing out the clutter. I'm making room for new items, new furniture, new whatever, new relationships, all those things. And ultimately, if you feel better in a space, then you'll perform better in that space. You'll think more clearly in that space, and it won't give you anxiety. It won't give you frustration. It won't give you kind of that down feeling where like, oh my God, I feel so kind of heavy. Because it's full of just clutter and stuff. So ultimately, feng shui is just about how you feel within a space. And if you feel like something is off in a space, then you can do a little bit more research. Where Kim said, you put a pot somewhere.
Just think
you
of clutter, too. Like, I had my wig, some of them that I wore more frequently on my dresser and my master, because to go downstairs and
it was
do
easier.
All that. Yeah,
sure.
It was just, but it's not good feng shui, and you can actually feel it. In order to sleep better in your room, we have rose quartz crystals, we have amethyst. And I'm really big on certain crystals, and there's a lot of things that you can do to help yourself sleep. But I also think this is a great time to kind of evaluate and consider, like, what are your dreams? Like, we don't, as a whole, don't have a whole lot of time. It's the hustle and bustle of life between social media, your careers, your children, your relationship, your family, that we don't have a whole lot of time like we do right now. Not saying we do have a whole lot of time, but I guarantee you we all have a little bit more time than we're used to, a time to kind of evaluate and consider, and take inventory in your life, like what makes you happy, what doesn't, what are your dreams, what do you really want? Ask yourself why you are the way you are. Who really are you? Can you improve your relationship with your children, your husband, your wife? Could you work harder, give more? You know, that sort of thing. I think it's a great time to really spend. This is one thing that I haven't really done as much as I would like to, is which is read at night. By the time I get into the bed, you guys, I either want to watch like a little bit of TV to unwind. It's usually like Killer Women or some kind of fucking killer show on Netflix, which is not what you need to be watching before you go to bed. But I love true crime stories. Did you guys know that Khloe Kardashian produces Twisted Sisters? Which is like true crime stories. It's amazing. But anyway, I love true crime. So anything like that's kind of my way of unwinding. And then I have nightmares and I wake up like sweating and I wonder why. But I have so many books that I continue to buy and I really haven't taken the time to read. And I think it's a great time to do that. Like, take 30 minutes for yourself. Like, do you want to do it when you get up in the morning? Do you want to do it when you go to bed? But this is a great time. And for me, I write on paper a lot. That's my thing. I used to type. My nails are entirely too long right now, so I can't even really do that. But I like to write on paper, like what am I happy with? What do I not like? What doesn't make me feel good? This year I decided I'm not going to do anything that doesn't make me feel good. And I'm not a people pleaser. I can be at times, but I'm not, that's not kind of my thing. My thing is just kind of, appeasing people and just trying to be, you know, non-confrontational. But that's out there. Window now, especially now that I'm a teacher and a P. Croy's more of a teacher, actually, because Cash doesn't listen to me. And yeah, the twins do, though. The twins do a good job. But anyway, so I think this is really good time to take inventory. Also working out, you guys. You know, I've seen a lot of these memes or whatever on the computer where it's like this real sexy lady opening the fridge. And then it's like a month after the coronavirus and this lady's heavy. And I kind of chuckled about it. But we've been running the neighborhood and all the gyms are closed. Orange Theory's closed. Everything's closed down. So get outdoors with your kids. I know it's been raining here in Georgia a lot. We literally have this. What's that app that you have that our producer Tony told you about for the rain? Because it's pretty damn accurate. Oh, this app, you guys.
Dark Sky. Yeah.
And it's so accurate that we can plan our runs according to this app.
Mm-hmm.
So just use that as a golden nugget this week, you guys. Dark Sky.
Dark Sky.
And
app.
It will tell you literally like 5 o'clock sprinkle, you know, whatever. And the other day we wanted to run. We were trying to hurry and get out the door because it said it was going to rain at 6 and then it changed to 7 and then eventually 9. But it's very, very accurate. Like up until the minute, you guys, it's almost creepy.
It sure is.
So that's a really good app to get outside. Your kids need exercise. Forget the television and all the chaos that's going on in the world. I'll be honest. I'm guilty of having the TV, the news in the background. I'm trying to stay updated on what's going on. I'm freaked out by all the numbers, you know, all the increased coronavirus cases in the United States, the deaths and continuing to increase. And what I'm really fucking irritated about is, like, I just saw Huntington Beach this past weekend, which is actually where I get my eyebrows microbladed. And the beach was full of people. Like, for what fucking reason? Like, it makes zero sense to me. Do you think you're invincible? Do these rules just not apply to you? Because we've been in our house for over a week and a half now. Which, you know, I'm a homebody anyway. I'm a Taurus, so I don't mind that. But what is the reason? So we are all sitting here in our homes, and there's this group of people or whoever at the beach running around together, and it defeats the purpose entirely. Yeah. I was so blown away by this. I'm just, I don't know, definitely blown away. Netflix is free for 3 months, you guys. Netflix was giving, you know, there's so many things, you guys. I'm going to compile a list for y'all on ways to help out with you guys financially, small businesses, things like Netflix for free. I'll compile a list for you guys and post it on my Instagram, and we'll talk about that on Thursday as well. But I just, I'm flabbergasted by all the people. Clearwater, Florida. I mean, there was... every little foot, there was somebody.
Yeah. No, it's very frustrating. Yeah, I'm all for understanding where people maybe have to work or they feel like they have to work. They're in a profession where they're a necessity. Doctors, nurses, police officers, firefighters, you know, people like that who have to go to work and put
people
themselves
at risk. People who work in the grocery stores.
Right, they're choosing... if they could make a choice, they maybe wouldn't, but they have to. And so they have to go to work. And then there's people that have to, they need an income, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. And so I understand that, but to consciously make a choice to go out for something that's recreational that you could just hold off on, which could drastically just slow this down, help our country get over it quicker, help us get back to a normal life quicker, help less people die. Like, I don't understand, you know, it's just, we're lengthening out how far people are going to have to be out of work, how much more difficult this is going to have to be just because so many people are selfish. It's very disheartening.
It's gross.
It's very disheartening.
It's gross.
I just pray, why? If you're one of these people and you're out there doing recreational things and you're hearing my voice, please stop. Just don't do it. It's not that serious.
Just stop, because then we can get out of this shit a hell of a lot quicker.
We sure can.
The longer you keep doing this shit, the longer we're all going to be stuck in our house.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
So please, and like, a big thank you to all the doctors and the nurses, medical staff, garbage, you know.
Yeah. Collectors.
Collectors, yeah. Garbage men, whatever you want to call them. Postal workers, grocery workers, everybody that's really, you know, every day getting up, going to work to make, you know, people survive this virus, people to be able to get food, us to still get our mail. We really appreciate you and thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I think also that there's a lot going on in New York with the cases, and I was shown a letter by somebody about they're looking for nurses who their license may have expired, but at some point they were a nurse. They would like to be, I'll post also this picture on, or the contact for that on my Instagram. If you guys are in New York and, you know, have been retired or just didn't renew your license, and are willing to help out, I will let you know that as well. We're going to jump to emails, you guys. Again, you can email Kim at Kim Zolciak anytime with a question, a comment, anything. We have this email from Lisa. She says, I'm a longtime fan from Real Housewives of Atlanta and a devoted subscriber to your podcast. I'm the one who left a review calling out all the trolls who were leaving one-star reviews, shaking
Thanks, Lisa.
My head. Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for the shout-out, by the way. Anyway, my husband and I have also studied the universal law in the past with our beloved therapist, so I love listening to you guys in real life. Currently, I'm having trouble navigating all these negative news stories from everywhere. Deaths, abuse, diseases, racism, etc. I'm trying to keep it all together and keeping it sane for my kids. How do you manage this tremendous amount of information we have access to and our kids have access to? I feel like young people these days are getting too jaded with life because it's always so negative and hate-inducing. What are your thoughts? Well, I'll tell you what, I have the news on a lot, which I never, ever do. I don't like watching the news. It's usually negative. I found my kids sometimes were acting out a little bit, and I told Corey yesterday, I think we need to turn the news off a little bit. There's so much, you know, Fox News says this, CNN says this, you know, Twitter says that, Instagram pictures to say this. There's so much, and you're just bombarded with it, but you have to also be knowledgeable, I think, with coronavirus and the cases and kind of each day. I feel like something's changing. Obviously, more people aren't being infected and staying, you know, up to date on things. So I think, A, it should not be really like we have this big TV in our great room and the kids are in there walking by. Everybody's in the kitchen. And so you can hear everything.
Yeah.
I think that's not very good. It's very hard to stay positive in a time like this. There's no doubt about it. I think people being locked up, you know, basically in your home. Like I said, I love it and I love my kids being home, but the whole school thing is a lot and it gets to be just kind of overwhelming. And then you're fearful about, you know, your jobs and where you're going to be in 2 weeks. Is this going to last 2 months? Are the kids even going to go back to school? There's so many things I think that are going on. And so my biggest thing is control the things that you can and let go of the things that you can't. And one day at a time. And I definitely think staying away from the news the majority of the time, unless, of course, if Donald Trump's speaking and you want to hear that, he always puts it on Twitter what time he's going to be speaking at and giving you updates on the virus and vaccines and all this kind of thing that they have going on, supposedly. I don't know if it's 100% accurate. But I definitely think, you know, like I said, try to control the things you can. And exercise is a really awesome way to release stress, increase your endorphins, become kind of a happier person, and have the ability to kind of keep it all together. We do have a nanny, which I'm so thankful for her. And she, you know, helps out, like I said, with the meals or baths and that kind of thing. And honestly, I don't know what I would do. It's definitely a lot with four little ones. So I feel for all of you guys out there that are taking care of the kids that are used to being in the workforce. I knew all of my life that I could never be a stay-at-home mom. That's just kind of not my personality. That's not who I am. I knew I would be a better mom leaving the house and going to work and just kind of having more of a structured life. And so I know that works best for me. Now that the kids are older and I have Croy and Zalma, I'm able to, you know, not necessarily be the one that's doing all the work. But I think definitely take a breather, step outside, fresh air, cook healthy meals. I think we all are eating more. You're like, oh, well, that Oreo cookie looks great. Oh, well, let me make that banana pudding. Oh, well, I've made more sweets in the last week and a half than I've made in 2 months. I just made blueberry muffins this morning. I sprinkled all this like streusel stuff on top and crumbles and they're almost gone. But anyways, I think, you know, honestly, that's a big part of it.
Yeah. My two cents would be pick one news source that you like, whether it's CNN, Fox, CNBC, ABC, whatever news source that it is, New York Times, pick that one source and use that source for your daily information gathering outlet. And then we've talked about this along a few podcasts ago, and throughout most of this, we end up scrolling, right? We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we just end up scrolling to the depths of the abyss. And before you know it, it's hours have gone by, and we've seen negative, we've seen inappropriate, we've seen all kinds of weird, crazy things that just cluttered up our minds. Don't scroll, you know, get the information that you need. And if you have children that can understand news, sit down, have them watch the news with you, whatever the 30 minutes that you do. That way you can put your positive take on it, help explain something that they see, and then move on. And like Kim said, go outside, do all the things that she just had mentioned. But too much information is out there that we just clutter
just get
our
overloaded
minds with.
Right? It. So, and then you can't even process any of it.
Yeah. Pick your source, pick the amount of time that you're going to kind of let it bombard you, and then unplug after you get everything that you need to get, and don't scroll to the depths of the abyss on social media.
No, it gets really insane. Mm-hmm. I haven't even posted in 4 days, but I've been on every day. It makes no sense. We just talked about this, guys. If your home is like mine, cluttered with stuff that you just don't use anymore, whether it's clothes and shoes, taking up valuable space, or old phones hiding in a drawer, toys and games that the kids are just not interested in playing anymore, you know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you about an app that you can use to sell this stuff. It's called Mercari. Mercari is a selling app that makes it fast and easy to sell almost anything. It couldn't be simpler. You take a few pics of your stuff, add a description, and boom, your item is listed. Then once it's sold, Mercari emails you a shipping label and you just stick it on and send it off. No meetups and no hassles. The app has over 500,000 reviews on the App Store with an average of 4.8 star rating. So why not give it a try? With millions of people using the Mercari app in all 50 states, stuff really sells. You can sell everything from fashion to electronics, toys to sporting goods. Not only can you earn a few extra dollars, but you'll clear up valuable space in your home. Over 150,000 items get listed every single day on Mercari. Santa has to get his gifts from somewhere, so why not get them from you? What are you waiting for? I know you guys have stuff you don't use. Sell it, ship it, and get paid with Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Store or at Mercari.com. That's Mercari. Mercari, the selling app. Next email. Hi, Kim. I'm a 33-year-old mother of 5 boys from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I wanted to take a quick moment to hopefully brighten your day and tell you how much I truly appreciate all the positive energy that you bring to my life through your podcast. Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you. My life can be somewhat lonely as my husband works away from home for weeks at a time and my extended family lives across the country. I choose not to partake in Facebook or Instagram, which makes connecting with friends and family even more difficult. I can't comprehend how you possibly manage all the negativity on social media. I block them all. In addition, I struggle with anxiety and OCD, which at times can be debilitating. Of course, I try my best to maintain my strength and composure to be the best mom to my five boys. Over the past year, I've been listening to your podcast, whether you're speaking your words of wisdom, recapping your life as a mother or wife, or making me laugh hysterically when Brielle makes her occasional appearances. Your presence brings me that sense of connection that I so lack. While you are amazingly beautiful and lead a seemingly glamorous life, you are also so relatable and down-to-earth. I sometimes mistake the stories you tell of your day-to-day as my own. Kim, I simply want to thank you for your honesty, your warmth, soul, and your ability to bring back joy in my life. Keep doing what you're doing. P.S. Being Brielle must become a podcast ASAP. Share at Field. Thank you for your email. That's really, really sweet.
Yeah. I love to see that, you know, she can recognize the struggles that she has. You know, she has a husband that is
that's tough
home, right?
That's tough.
She's five boys, like, holy cow. Then her own personal,
like, you go
stuff,
you're, yeah, then you're not connecting with your family and friends on social media, and that's usually where they're mm-hmm. posting pictures and giving updates,
right?
Did you know that on Instagram you can go to your settings, if you were to create an Instagram account, share, you can go to your settings and put in certain words like ugly, fat, stupid, bimbo, whatever, and if anybody types those words in their comments never show up. Just FYI. I'm not sure on Facebook. I'm not overly familiar with that on Facebook, but I am on Instagram if you did want to connect. Or get yourself an account. Don't let anybody else know that it's you and follow your family or whatever, or just use it to check on your family if you're bored. Also, I get great ideas, great hairstyle tips and makeup tips and all that good stuff from Instagram and Facebook. So I'm not totally opposed to it. I definitely think there has to be a balance. Like Corey was just saying, you know, kind of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, it can become something that's almost addictive. I definitely have anxiety too, and more so with kind of what's going on in the world today. And I'm definitely a little OCD. Corey's a bit extreme with it, and I am mediocre, if that makes any sense. I've loosened up over the last few years. I used to be really bad, OCD, severe. And my mom said to me one day when the girls were little, Kim, because Ariana would have a bow in her hair, she'd take it off, I put it in the drawer, all the bows were coordinated, all the sheets were coordinated. It was like insane in my house. And if one thing was out of place, I would just freak out. I'd have the painters in my house every 2 weeks painting everything and making it look fresh again. My mom's like, you know what, Kim? Nobody's ever going to, you know, your kids are never going to say to you, oh, my mom kept a really clean house. Like, they're never going to say that to you. They're going to remember playing Barbies or taking bubble baths and maybe getting water on the floor or whatever. Like, you have to create memories. Forget the house. And I think at that point, I did tend to loosen up. We have a very short amount of time with our children. Not saying that you shouldn't keep a clean home. You should probably keep a cleaner home today than you should have maybe even a month ago. But you want to make memories with your kids. And five boys, whew.
Yeah. But
that's
so
definitely
hearing all she's got struggling with, and she's still able to see the positive side of life.
Right.
Kudos to you, because it, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. Everybody has bad days, bad weeks, bad months, bad years. We all go through them, and to recognize not necessarily your weaknesses, but the things that are difficult for you, and still find that positive side and find outlets to help you stay positive.
I think too, people, you can, especially right now, not to interrupt you, love.
It's okay.
But get overwhelmed, and then you get in this rut of just like negative news, negative, you know, time spent at the house. Everything kind of just continues to be negative and negative, and it's really, really hard to get out of that rut. And my best recommendation to get out of that is to start reading books and spending that 30 minutes and slowly but surely also rewatching The Secret. My kids have watched The Secret a million times. They also have a Secret app. I love what The Secret app says every single day. It's like, oh, duh, and it starts my day off really amazing. So these are certain ways to kind of just keep yourself on track, keep yourself positive, and keep yourself focused.
Yeah.
Disrupt, so thank you.
That mundane.
Mundane, whatever
routine that you're stuck in with something different and something that's going to help you become a better person.
This is a thank you, Cher, for your email. We really appreciate it. This is from Erin. She's been in our pile to read on this podcast for the last 2 weeks, and we've just gotten so crazy. I'm going to read it right now. She says, hi, Kim and Corey. I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning, and I love listening to them while driving to work in the morning. I'm such a huge fan of you guys. I've been watching you on Don't Be Tardy since season one. I love your positive mindset, ask, believe, receive methods. I also enjoy hearing calls and emails from listeners who have turned their lives around by having a more positive mindset. I've been trying to work on being positive. However, I'm going through a tough breakup, so having having a positive mindset has been a lot of work. It can be easy for my mind to think of negative thoughts during this rough time. I know you two have an amazing and loving marriage, but I was wondering if you had any breakup advice. My ex and I had never had a fight, and we always got along. We had a lot of respect for each other and still do, but one day, out of the blue, he told me he did not feel the spark anymore, did not see a future with me, and lost his attraction for me. I was so confused, and then all of a sudden, the positive mindset was becoming more difficult to keep up with. I believe that he's going through some mental health problems right now, and this is the reason for him ending things with me. I have been alternating between the ask, believe, receive method of getting him back and trying to put him out of my mind and focus on other things. My question to you is, should I still be implementing ask, believe, receive method on trying to get him back, even if this is making things more difficult to move on and be happy? I believe this guy is the one, and I don't want to let him go, even if he doesn't see a future with me right now. In other words, are there times when you ask, believe, receive method should not be used for own mental well-being? I look up to you both, and any advice would be extremely meaningful. Thank you so much for your help and being such a positive influence on my life. Love, Aaron in St. James, New York. Okay, Aaron, I've been there, going through a divorce. Definitely didn't want him fucking back. So that's where it's a little different. But I think a lot of people go through this. I think a lot of people, a divorce, a breakup is painful no matter what. I just feel like it is. It's some, you spent your life with somebody, whether it was for a short period or a long period of time. I think that's when I learned all of my ask, believe, receive. I feel like, you know, sometimes if you don't go through a struggle, you don't really grow. Some of your, you know, hardest times in life are through things like this. I get ask, believe, and receiving for wanting him back. I totally get it. Here's one thing, you can't control him. Praying about it isn't going to bring him back. The only thing that's going to bring him back is him bringing himself back, and you can't control another person. So to me, it's a wasted time. It's wasted energy that you could be focusing on yourself. You could work out more or start working out. You could, you know, organize your home and feng shui it better. You can start reading more and staying, you know, more positive in your own life. And letting somebody go, you'd be amazed on just officially letting them go and seeing if they come back. That's what's that saying? Set them free. And if they come back, it was always meant to be. I firmly believe in that. Here's one thing that Angie told me years ago, right? Cause I was just like, what am I going to do with these kids? And I was all stressed out. And she said to me, she started to laugh. She's like, God, we've spent the last 40 minutes talking about your ex, basically. She's like, so you know what that does? That makes him not talk and think about you. You're taking up all this energy. She said, so anytime that he pops into your mind, focus on the kids, focus on your job. We're going to focus on creating more of an income. We're going to focus on, you know, whatever it is at that time. This was, like I said, 23 years ago or whatever. Actually I was 23 when it, so maybe it was whatever, who the hell sure, knows. Yeah. But anyways, you catch my drift.
Yeah.
I would try not to think about them. And I also would, there's certain candles that you guys can get. I go to Original Botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love this guy's shop in New York. He ships them to you. I don't know if he's open now. I haven't gotten anything from him recently, but he has really cool candles that you can light to increase money, to open road, which opens the road to your growth and your development. I would take this opportunity, Aaron, as a time for yourself, as painful as it may be. I know it's easier said than done. And if it is a mental health issue, like you stated, then that's definitely, you can't control them. You know, women that think like, oh, if I have sex with him, it's going to bring him back. Or if I show up at his work, it'll bring him back. If I send him flowers, if I buy him his favorite cologne, if I make dinner reservations, none of that, you can't control anybody. Somebody's either going to be in the relationship or they're not. And if you can let go a little bit of that control, you'd be amazed on kind of to see how things turn, and also let him kind of evolve and go on his own. There's obviously something that triggered that. I think you'll find out in due time exactly what it is. So keep me posted on it. But try going to Original Botanicals and ordering candles, and he has some other really awesome things. And you can pray, you know, and ask, believe, receive for peace in your heart, the ability to sleep, the ability to create distance and allow the distance, the ability to calm your mind. And I always ask my angels, whatever is to my highest and best. And when you say that, be prepared. Because if you say whatever's to my highest and best, please, angels, provide for me, God, whoever you speak to, please give me what's to my highest and best. And remove all people, places, or things that are not to my highest and best. Be careful on who's removed, who's replaced, and who's erased, because it happens. So be careful when you ask for that. But sending you lots of love and positive vibes. Aaron, please keep us updated on this. Definitely stay strong and give yourself some love. Enjoy that alone time. Read, take a bath, drink some wine. Go, you know, well, not go out with your girlfriends now because this was written, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. But you catch my drift. And it's even probably even harder for you right now because you are home all day, if I had to guess, like the rest of the world. And well, she's in New York, right? Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. You're probably home all day, which is making things even harder. Don't be looking at old photos and shit like that and smelling his shirt. Like, don't do any of that. Just try to really focus on yourself. Hope that helps. Okay, so we have an email to Ariana. What did she write to Ariana?
I don't know.
That's really interesting. Jennifer writes into Ariana. It's a challenging Ariana Brielle. The entire family. It's a challenging time for many of us, and taking a moment to breathe through the day has really been our saving grace. At Journey Live, we're lucky to be able to bring people together for mindfulness and meditation classes that can be done in the safety of our homes. We'd love to invite you to join us and to extend the offer to your community as well. For the rest of this month and as long as the crisis continues, we are offering free access to all of our live classes and recorded content when you download on iOS from this link, journeylive.app.link, basically.
Yeah. The link will be below in our podcast description, so we'll put the link there. And then also, if you just look at Journey Meditation at Journey Meditation, search it in your app store, whether you have an Android
or journeymeditation.com.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they're offering free access to.
I love that. Thanks, you guys. That's really sweet. App. And thank you for emailing us about it. They said that they've added classes for families that are home together, professionals trying to set up productive remote working stations, and those experiencing heightened stress and anxiety. We hope that you can come sit with us. Let us know what you think. And if you'd like to extend an offer, please tag us at Journey Meditation so that we can thank you. Stay safe, calm, and connected, Jen. So thanks, you guys, for emailing us. That's really cool. You guys should check it out. Did you make a resolution to lose weight this year? Have you been too busy to cook or meal prep to stay on track? Jenny Craig's simple program can save the day. Jenny Craig is an all-inclusive program with proven results that include a personal coach for motivation and delicious food to help you reach your weight loss goals. With Jenny Craig's new program, My Rapid Result Powered by Science, you get a weight loss plan personalized to you and a customized menu that tells you what to eat and when. You can lose up to 16 pounds in 4 weeks. This meal plan optimizes your metabolism with more calories when your metabolism is burning the most calories. This personalized weight loss plan is based on your DNA, so the plan is scientifically customized to you. You can find out which program is best for you based on the 15 different genetic markers. You'll also get your own personal weight loss coach to support and motivate you every step of the way. Together, you guys will pick a plan that works best for you and your lifestyle. You can pick up your food at a center or have it delivered right to your door. Can't get more convenient than that. You can choose from over 100 menu items, including low carb and high protein options. There's always something new and delicious to enjoy, and it's all ready to go in less than 5 minutes. If you're ready to see results and get the personal motivation you need to reach your goals, you've got to try Jenny Craig. And for a limited time, listeners to my podcast can lose 16 pounds for $16 plus the cost of food. Plus, you'll get $100 in free food and a free weight loss DNA kit with the purchase when you head over to jennycraig.com/Kim. That's jennycraig.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, you guys, also support small businesses. I know a lot of these restaurants are closed. Some of our favorites here have closed down indefinitely. Duke's, what was the one the girls love? Ginya. So sad. I loved Duke's. It's one of my favorite restaurants. I'm hoping, the rumor is that they've closed down for good, but I'm hoping that they will reopen when this passes. I totally understand. So try to support small businesses, ordering takeout. That's what we've been doing here and there to really support small businesses and help these people out. So I'm going to jump to this, and this will be our last thing, how to cope at home with your kids during the coronavirus outbreak. Okay, you guys, Croy's going to actually sign off because Croy has to run to the orthodontist with KJ because his expander fell out of his mouth on one side.
Yes.
So it's an emergency
tooth issue.
So Croy's going to take KJ to do that. And I'm going to read to you guys how to cope at home with the kids during the coronavirus outbreak. And I also have another 11 tips to boost your immune system and stay healthy with this COVID-19 world. So
amazing.
Thanks, babe.
Enjoy your time with our listeners by yourself.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Oh, interesting. Thing. We'll be back on Thursday too, you guys, to update you with some links that'll help you out during this difficult time.
Stay strong and safe, everybody. Have fun, babe.
Okay, you guys, it's just us. How weird is this? Anyways, you guys, let's talk about how to cope at home with your kids during this outbreak without wine. This week, COVID-19, like a slow motion tsunami, finally crashed down on us, wiping away many of our ordinary routines and leaving us in strange new landscapes. Cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. have multiplied daily. Schools, many businesses have closed their doors. And definitely, public health officials have directed everyone to stay home except for essential activities. People have ordered residents to shelter in places. You know, I guess from what I understand as well, there's a lot of shelters that have closed down and they're homing the, you know, or sheltering the homeless in different locations at this time. I'm going to post all of this, you guys, like I said, on my Instagram to help you guys out as well with, I keep losing my train of thought. I guess this happens when I'm by myself, to help you guys out during this time, whether it's like financially or if you want to help somebody else out and some of the places that you can go to help somebody else out as well. But navigating this uncharted territory has been a little difficult and has particular challenges for us parents. Whether you're on the front line of the pandemic while your children are at home, you're suddenly out of work with your kids to care for, or, you know, you're able, like me, to telecommunicate with your kids underfoot. Most of us are overwhelmed. We're juggling responsibilities with limited or no childcare, taking on homeschooling duties that we never, ever anticipated, and trying to follow disease prevention measures we're not so sure we're equipped to handle. So there's Facebook groups, text chains, blogs, moms and dads and are debating whether kids should have play dates or visit grandparents, what to do if someone's in the house gets a fever, the best way to minimize germ transmission, and how we're all supposed to stay safe and sane. So pediatricians, infectious disease specialists, parents nationwide are all going to join in on this document that I'm reading you. Their insight offers much needed clarity during this very uncertain time and a reminder that while we may be feeling isolated, we're actually not alone. So let's talk about why it's so important, please, to stay home. There are two main reasons it's crucial for everyone to stay home as much as possible now, says Sean O'Leary, MD, Associate Professor of Pediatrics and Pediatric Infectious Diseases at the University of Colorado. First thought, coronavirus will inevitably spread. We want to slow it down so hospitals are not inundated at once, says O'Leary. He's also a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Second, we want to protect the elderly and other vulnerable populations while underlining health conditions, with underlining health conditions from getting the virus because they are more likely to develop this illness and make it, it'll be very, very severe. Indeed, early research shows that children tend to have less severe symptoms of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, compared with older adults. But that doesn't mean kids are not at risk for getting the virus or passing it on to others. In fact, evidence suggests that children are as likely as adults to get the coronavirus, but because children may have few or no symptoms, we may never know. The safest thing to do is to avoid unnecessary exposure to others, particularly if you live with a grandparent or someone with a compromised immune system. That way, you and your kids won't inadvertently spread the coronavirus to them. Obviously, Corey and I are able to work from home, you guys, which we feel incredibly blessed to do and what we've always done since Corey has no longer played in the NFL. On a side note, you guys, we did just cancel our spring break. We were heading to Destin this year just because we were going to drive. We have a lot of other things going on during that time. We did just have to cancel the home that we rented. The beaches in Florida are closed, public and private. Only if you're a resident can you get in. And this is in Navarre Beach in Pensacola area. And even residents are not allowed on their own beaches at this time. So, which is a little bit sad, but yet totally, you know, we had no problems doing it, trying to keep everybody safe. There's some adjustments I think we're all having to make, you know, instead of going out for a family dinner, you know, you can cook with your child at home or whatever. But there's going to be, like I said, a lot of adjustments that we're all making and have had to make during this time. This is a big one for me, you guys. Just say no to play dates. Many parents on social media have been discussing whether the kids can get together at home or in groups or one-on-one. The overwhelming consensus from public health experts is to call off play dates and any other non-essential contact with people who don't live with you. Now, I told you last week I did not let KJ and Cash go to a birthday party on Saturday, and that was a little bit early, but I wasn't willing to take a risk. Given that it can take 5 to 14 days to develop symptoms of the coronavirus, and because the average child is going to have mild to no symptoms, many children may be contagious without knowing that they're infected. So even if your son's best buddy seems healthy right now, there's no guarantee that he is not carrying the coronavirus, and the same goes for your own child. Every infection is the result of a chain of infections. If you're hanging out with people and they're hanging out with other people and you can see that your own primary and secondary circles start to get bigger and bigger, you could end up with the same number of exposures as in a full classroom of kids, which defeats the purpose of canceling school. What can you do? You can go outside for fresh air, like I explained, to get exercise, take walks, play basketball with your kid. You could even plan a bike ride with a friend as long as you stay at least 6 feet apart. I'm not even risking that. I got to be honest. Skip the public playground equipment, you guys, please, Dr. O'Leary says, because research shows that the coronavirus can survive on metal surfaces for days. If you do leave the house, use hand sanitizer, which is hysterical, you guys. If you've seen on Instagram, my husband has it at all of the doors outside. We bought these stands from Purell when I was pregnant with the twins. Oftentimes, twins' immune systems are not as strong as a singleton. And so we had them at every door. Nobody was allowed in without using it. And so they're back outside. There's a note in English and Spanish that says you cannot enter our home without using it, basically, just as a reminder to everybody that's here. But anyways, use hand sanitizer after touching public surfaces. Avoid touching your face. When you come back home, wash your hands slowly with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. I think 60 seconds. 60 seconds. The ABCs is what I teach my kids. Keeping hands clean is one of the most critical steps that you can take to minimize the germs that you bring home to prevent the infection. You can also consider wearing gloves while you're out. The skin is literally starting to crack on my hands, you guys. I really recommend putting lotion on or even Vaseline at night before you go to bed. You'll wake up renewed with fresh hands. You'll beat them up and wash them a million times again, and it's just a vicious cycle. But anyways, I'm sure your hands, like I said, are cracking. So you could wear gloves, you guys, when you go somewhere public, and then remove them as soon as you get in the car before touching the steering wheel or anything else. We have a few boxes of gloves that we had beforehand in, I guess, maybe three boxes, because we use gloves a lot here. Corey's hands get like really wrinkly or whatever. So he loves to wear gloves if he's, you know, washing the dogs or, you know, the dishes or whatever. So luckily we do have some and we're using them very sparingly. But don't buy latex gloves right now because there is a short supply for medical personnel and they need them. Any type of glove will suffice here, you guys. It doesn't have to be latex as long as you wash them before, after using them. Remember that this is still crucial to wash your hands after using the bathroom, before eating, and after you blow your nose, cough, sneeze, according to the CDC. My husband told me, and I am so disgusted by this, but it was like 54% of people do not wash their hands after going to the bathroom. How do you not wash your hands after going to the bathroom? So then I started thinking about people's hands that I would shake that probably had shit on them. And I just, of course, like, Kim, stop it. But I'm so grossed out by that. Like, do you think the world will ever, ever be the same again as far as shaking hands or giving people hugs? Or like, will we ever go back to that? A part of me really does hope so, to be honest. But it's also a little scary. When cleaning at home, you can reduce the spread of many pathogens by focusing on common areas, especially those that get a quote-unquote lot of traffic. These include kitchen counters, sinks, faucets, doorknob, refrigerator, door pulls, light switches, toilet handles. If you have a baby or a toddler who tends to mouth toys, please wash those regularly as well. What to do if your child seems sick? Research from the unfolding COVID-19 outbreak abroad has found that children are much less likely than adults to experience the most severe manifestations of the coronavirus for a reason that scientists are still trying to figure out. And most children who've contracted the virus, the symptoms such as a fever, a cough, and gastrointestinal upset have been mild and can be treated at home. There is, however, new research from China that found that a small percentage of children with this virus, particularly infants and toddlers, can become very, very ill. If your child starts to look ill, call your doctor for guidance, but don't go to the doctor unless you're advised to. You don't want to unnecessarily overwhelm the healthcare system. It might or may not be the coronavirus, and in most parts of the country, they're not going to be able to test your child at this time anyway. Still, even without a confirmed diagnosis, your doctor is likely to suggest that you treat your child's symptom with over-the-counter medicine, rest, and liquids as you would for the flu. Obviously, if the symptoms worsen, call your doctor. You guys, I don't know if this is true or not, but what I've read in several places is not to take Advil if you do think that you have the coronavirus. Again, I don't know if this is 100% true or not, but what I've been reading and what I've heard is that people that have taken the Advil somehow have the coronavirus, it's way more severe for them than it is for people that didn't. I don't know the correlation or why. I'm just spreading that on to you guys. I have not taken Advil in like 10 days and my muscles are so sore today and I really wanted to take one and I just was like, no, just in case. Thank God we are all very, very healthy over here. But anyways, if your child has an underlying condition such as asthma, autoimmune disease, type 1 diabetes, or a history of long heart or kidney disease, monitor them very, very closely. And if the coronavirus symptoms are present, be in close contact with your doctor. If your child or anyone in your house is sick, having difficulty breathing, obviously, please get medical help right away. Separate symptomatic family members. If someone at home is feeling sick, keep that person in a separate room as much as possible. While this may be very difficult, especially in close quarters or when kids share a bedroom, do your best to create distance around that family member. Family members who are sick should also wear a face mask when around others if one is available, according to the CDC. Also, wash and disinfect all items they use and provide dedicated items if possible. Avoid sharing towels. Do lots of hand washing. Disinfect all hand contact surfaces in the home at least on a daily basis, maybe even more frequently. You may never know for certain whether your sick family member has a coronavirus, but for right now, act as if they have it. I'm not usually one to germ up anxiety, but this virus is incredibly sneaky, you guys, and is easily spread, and we have to essentially act if anybody could have it. Let's talk about how to boost our mental health. Parents are no doubt worried about their families, their communities, their finances, and more. The AAP emphasizes that we can all benefit from activities that keep us calm and connected to others. Bake with your kids, go for a run, talk on the phone with your best friend, encourage your kids to connect online with theirs. The AAP also recommends creating a daily family routine because structure can really help the kids and adults feel a sense of security during this very, very stressful time. This could include time for work, studying, a break for lunch and a stroll, and an evening game. Also, you guys, I've read and heard from lots of parents that the child should be doing no more than an hour and a half of homework at one time. Take a little bit of a break, have a snack, and come back to it. KJ, I know he can complete his work. If it takes him 3 hours, he has the ability to sit there and do it all at 3 hours, and he prefers it that way. I know that Cash gets to about an hour and 15 minutes, and he's no longer interested, and it's pointless to continue to push him when he's uninterested, either is frustrated, lacks motivation. It makes it harder on me as a parent. We have a little snack. We take a break. We run around outside. We come back in and we start all over again. But anyways, you guys, there are also like a ton of yoga. Like I just mentioned, the meditation classes for families online that you can even do with your kids. They offer a lot of activities that lower stress and help people feel better physically and emotionally. I think it's really important for parents to participate, you know, in this right now, because I think we need it even more so than the kids do. I would be lying if I didn't say that I was worried about things. I know we all are. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, and we don't know how long this is going to last. Are the kids going to go back to school? These are all questions I have, and I'm sure you do as well. Anyways, you guys, I'm used to kind of working, you know, in front of my computer, my phone, a camera. And I think honestly, I'm still going to do the same, like FaceTiming people. We're keeping our physical distance. We're all in this together, but you can certainly, like I said, FaceTime, send a text message. I've gotten some of the most incredible text messages from people close to me, and it has really, truly brightened my day. Erica, who is Cardi B's makeup artist, she's an absolute angel. Her brother, Gregory, who manages her entire career, sent me this message the other day and said, "Hello, on behalf of Erica and I wanted to reach out with the words of wisdom in this difficult time. I know a lot of families are hurting and businesses are being affected, but we must remind ourselves of the strength and the willingness as a community that we have. Continue to keep your family safe and keep the faith throughout this difficult situation. We adore you." I thought that was so incredibly nice. I've had so many other ones also send me messages that I'm realizing I haven't even responded to. But I think that's nice. Send a message. Connect with people emotionally. Let them know you're thinking of them. Check on them. How are you doing? How is your family doing? What else was going on with you guys? And how long do you think this will last? And just check in with people. I got a text message yesterday from a mom. Her two boys are KJ's and Cash's age, and we connected them on their iPads, and they're able to chat a little bit online, which of course we monitor. But that makes KJ and Cash feel like they have some kind of sense of school and connecting with their friends. Also, as I mentioned, their teachers are doing Zoom calls so they can see all their friends in school, which has given them a little bit more normalcy than, you know, I guess we expected because we just started this. Anyways, you guys, we're all in this together. Don't forget that. If you feel alone, don't be embarrassed to reach out to somebody at this time. You can always email Kim@KimZolciak. We're always happy to help. I do hold these to read until we're on the podcast, but we do read these before we obviously bring them to you guys. So we do check them frequently as well. So anyways, you guys, we're going to jump to real quick, just 10 tips to boost your immune system and stay healthy. This is from Scott Jones. Some of the best ways to reduce the spread, obviously, are to focus on things like social isolation, self-quarantine, wash your hands and not touching our faces. But what else can you do to boost your immune system, optimize your health, and stay safe? Dr. Alec Trivedi is a human behavior and performance expert who has spent years studying the neurological and psychological connection to physical health. His patients have been asking him how to protect themselves. Here are 11 tips, you guys. Drink a lot of water. Staying hydrated is always good advice. As it relates to the coronavirus, water can help wash the body and rid of the virus. Coconut water is also a good alternative because it has a lot of potassium. When your sodium-potassium levels are in balance, you're going to be a lot healthier. Now, listen, you guys, let's go back to the Celtic salt that I told you all to take a long time ago. Super helpful right now. I've been taking it for a very long time. I've gotten so many people on it and they feel so much better. Consider it. It has 84 minerals in it. Really helps with your sodium potassium levels. Also, you guys, on a side note, I read today that hydrogen peroxide, gargling with that or Listerine will prevent the virus from possibly going down your throat, down your esophagus, trachea, and ending up in your lungs. Don't know if that's true or not, you guys. Do your research and look into it. I just happened to read it on my way up the stairs to do this podcast, but just a thought. Get enough vitamins and minerals. In other words, eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, especially green vegetables. It's best to get the nutrients you need through real living food. But during this pandemic, you can also supplement with the use of high quality vitamins and minerals. Boost your immune system with vitamin C, zinc, and echinacea. Of course, always talk to your own personal physician first, but this can help you avoid the coronavirus and fight it off if you do get it. Drink apple cider vinegar. Drink 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar mixed with water each day. The health benefits are many, but as it relates to the coronavirus, it will detox your body, boost the immune system, clear your sinuses, and increase your energy. You guys, I told you about the Amish formula on Amazon. I think it's probably going to sell out now that I just mentioned it, but I mentioned it in the past. The Amish formula, apple cider vinegar, it's organic. It's amazing. I mean, it's not my favorite taste in the world, but it definitely helps. Avoid sugar and processed food. This is what I need to work on. This is also good advice in general, but even more so during these times. Sugar will proliferate a virus. It causes inflammation and obesity. If you can't cut it out altogether, eliminate it as much as you can. Avoid processed food and stick to living foods, which will aid in digestion. Stay away from acidic food like meat. Now is a good time to reduce your meat consumption or cut it out altogether. Too much meat brings acidity to the body or a condition called acidosis. This has a host of side effects that can make it tougher for your body to fight off the virus, such as respiratory issues, kidney problems, fatigue, headache, shortness of breath, and so much more. Dairy has casein, in which some people are allergic to. This can cause havoc on your digestive system and bring all these unpleasant side effects, reactions, and also lower your immune system. Stick to water instead, you guys. Again, something I need to work on. I love my cream and my coffee. Don't drink OJ. This is surprising. While orange juice may be high in vitamin C, which can boost the immune system, it is also loaded with sugar. Opt for eating a real orange instead, which is much healthier and has loads of vitamin C. You guys, we were in, I think, Italy? No. Where did we fly to? Switzerland? Somewhere. I don't know. Germany? I don't know. But they had this orange juice machine and it had these huge orange, like all, not peeled oranges, just whole oranges being thrown in, and the system did everything. It was the most incredible orange juice I've ever had in my entire life. So I was like, Croy, we're buying the machine. We're definitely buying it. And it was like $6,000 or something crazy. Croy's like, we don't drink orange juice enough to buy that, sweetie. But anyway, get a lot of aerobic exercise. The idea is to get the blood pumping and oxygenate the lungs. One of the simplest ways to do this is go for a walk. It can help protect you from viruses and it's just great for your overall health, your sanity, increases your sex drive, increases your everything. It increases everything for you guys. So, and also, this is going to be a tough one, I think, for a lot of people. And because they're not used to being together all day, like Croy and I are, and being with your kids all day. But avoid family arguments. If you're avoiding crowds and self-quarantining, you're going to be spending a lot of time around your family. Tensions can quickly rise and you can become super stressed. Too much stress lowers the white blood cell count, and white blood cell counts are needed to fight off infection. Focus on coming together and appreciating this time together. That's a big one, you guys. Whenever I feel a little bit overwhelmed, I will step aside and either step outside or head to my room, and I speak out loud and I speak what I'm thankful for. And I'm very, very thankful for this time with my family that I otherwise wouldn't have. And I think we're all going to look back and be very, very thankful that we got to spend this time with our family. Do something productive towards combating the virus, whether it's social isolation, self-quarantine, wash your hands, wiping down surfaces. Do something that gives you a sense of accomplishment towards beating the virus is a good immune system boost. It also changes your mental attitude for the better, knowing that you have taken steps to protect you and your family. I think this is a big one, you guys. Also, look around and see if you can help your local communities. I know a lot of these shelters are taking canned goods, cereal, peanut butter, jelly, that kind of thing, to help out during this very, very difficult time. Be of assistance if you can, if you have the time. I'm sending you guys nothing but light, love, positive vibes, you guys. I love you all. We're all in this together. This too shall pass. In the interim, have a great time, honestly. Release the stress, release the worry, release the doubt, and take that energy and read a book. Learn more about yourself. Write down things that you want to do this coming year. KJ looked at me and he's like, you know what? Looks like 2020 is going to be a long year, Mom. And I started laughing. I was like, well, you might not be wrong. But, you know, really try to take and channel your energy into something more positive. We've been playing Skippo, which is one of our favorite car games. If you saw my Instagram, everybody cheats, okay? Everybody cheats but me. which they'll tell you that's wrong. But no, I think Brielle was cheating though for real the other night because she won twice in a row. Very abnormal here. Very abnormal to do that. Also, Uno and a lot of other fun games. We've had movie night and popcorn. We've made stuffed shells, which I love to make. Just, you know, really spend time with your kids. I think our kids need this time with us. We're always so busy. The hustle and bustle, like I said, of work and social media and, you know, incomes and kids going to school and picking them up, dropping them off and their baseball and their dance and piano and all these things. It's just trying to, sometimes I feel like it's just trying to get through the day. And life has really slowed down for me and my family. And I know it probably has for you as well. And rather than look at it as a negative, let's look at it as a positive and a time to really, really connect with your family. All right, you guys, I'm signing off for now. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Ciao, and I'll be back on Thursday.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hey guys, this is Trish from the podcast The Dish with Trish. It's fun and exciting. We have a new guest each week, whether that be a movie star.
And then we do this diner scene, and he's like blowing up on me and like trying to throw everything in my face. And I'm like, what are you doing right now? Because we had a contract. And the contract said we weren't going to talk about the molestation.
A singer.
I was singing Wicked on the way here, and then I show up and you're in a Wicked
That's-
shirt.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
I know.
Maybe that's a sign.
A YouTuber. I loved Craigslist. I used to do the 50 roses.
Yeah. I used to do 150 roses.
This is why you're where you're at and I'm still here.
Or just a random person I'm interested in.
I can't believe with all your crazy sexual exploits, you've never dropped a digit on a guy and went for the prostate.
It's always fun on The Dish with Trish. And we get that dish and we serve it nice and hot. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.